Welcome back to Street Smart. The GOP's budget plan was unveiled today. Paul Ryan, chairman of the House Budget Committee, rolled out a proposal that would cut $6 trillion over a decade, cutting deeply into Medicare, Medicaid, and many other programs. It is time for a reality check with Véronique Desrosiers. She's senior research fellow at the Mercatus Institute. And Véronique, let's start. Good to have you here.
Hi, guys.
Let's start with the first myth. We're talking so much about the budget. Myth number one, you say cutting spending will derail the economy. You say the fact is cutting spending is better for the economy in the long run. And we've got a chart to kind of talk about this, breakdown of successful fiscal consolidation. So tell us why this illustrates your point. So
what does that mean, first of all? Breakdown of successful fiscal consolidation.
Don't you talk about that all the time?
What does it mean?
So it means like when academics have actually looked at successful fiscal adjustment in spending and taxes to reduce debt.
What really works, right?
What really works is actually when an average of 80% of those packages are spending cuts. And that's what really works. What is very interesting, and the rest you can have it by an increase in tax revenue, not necessarily by increasing tax rates. What's really interesting is what's not in this chart, because I didn't know how to put it in there, is that actually this is a minority of the fiscal adjustment that are successful. A majority of fiscal adjustment are unsuccessful, and they are made of a majority of tax increase.
So in other words, when you do tax increases, it doesn't work. When you do spending cuts, it does? Is that the point?
Yes.
But most of the time, we see tax increases.
Exactly.
We don't see spending cuts.
Well,
got it.
And think about it from the standpoint of your own household budget, right? I mean, exactly. If you cut your spending, then you bring things in order. If you just get an increase in pay, then your spending goes up a lot more than your increase.
Plus, I mean, the problem is that when government wants revenue, it's the equivalent of you and I going to our boss and say, I request now an increase in income, right? Doesn't necessarily work this way.
Let's talk about the second myth here. Any option to balance the budget without raising taxes will eviscerate the middle class. You say the actual fact is that the budget can be balanced simply and relatively quickly, simply by holding spending constant, which is the way you say things work out. We have a couple of charts here that you hold to prove this. The first one, spending under Gillespie Desrosiers. What does that mean?
So Nick Gillespie at Reason and I wrote this article where we actually showed that simply holding constant the growth of spending, right, or basically cutting the growth of spending gradually and just actually make it go in pace with increase in revenue, balances the budget by 2020. So basically, you don't even have to cut spending. Just keep it.
So
at the current level?
If you keep it at current levels, what happens?
And allow for increase for inflation, right? Automatically, you end up with a balanced budget. So it's very counterintuitive, because it's wrong to say that it's going to eviscerate people, because if you keep these level of spending, which are really high, right, constant, you can balance the budget.
You've got another chart, or let's bring it up. It's spending under the 1% plan. So let's talk about this one.
Well, so there's a plan floating around these days where that says that if you actually cut 1 cent out of every dollar the federal government spends right now and you keep it up for the next 5 years, you end up balancing the budget by 2015, or depending on the assumption of interest rates and economic growth, 2018. So, I mean, these are like minor cuts, or even better, keeping spending constant, and you balance the budget.
So you're saying we
get
don't
that
need,
plan wait, to Paul Ryan
right,
instantly.
You're saying we don't need draconian measures in terms of spending, right? We either just need to kind of maintain it or maintain it with inflation.
Yes.
Or small cuts.
Here's the problem, though, right? I mean, this is for balancing the budget. Our real problem, as we've talked
deficit.
Many times, is not that, is the explosion in spending that happens after 2021, right? And that's where you can have a balanced budget by 2020. And it will be balanced during 5 minutes if you don't do something more dramatic in terms of addressing reform of autopilot programs.
Let's talk about myth three, and that is Chairman Ryan's plan laid out today, plan dramatically cuts spending. You say the fact is spending is reduced between fiscal year 2011 and fiscal year 2012, but overall spending grows by $1.1 trillion over 10 years. The chart we're going to bring up is from the Congressional Budget Office, a baseline versus Chairman Mark. So how does this kind of support what you're saying, that the fact really is?
So the white line is the chairman's plan, right? And as you can see, all these curves are going upwards. So it is true that the Ryan's plan is actually cutting spending the first year. Mm-hmm. So it's like $89 billion in cut. But after that, basically spending grow at a very smaller rate than it was supposed to. The problem is that in Washington now, we've gotten totally used to actually talking about spending cut when we just mean spending in the growth of projected spending, which is very different, right?
I mean, it's not a real cut.
It's not a real cut. I mean, so there are cuts that are being done, but they're done for spending that hasn't occurred yet, right? But overall, spending is growing by $1.1 trillion.
All right. Veronique, thanks so much for joining us. Veronique DeRougie from the Mercatus Institute.